Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to reach me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. She's with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's here. We're so glad to have her here. Beverly is the top communication expert in our brain trust. She's been with us all the way back since 99. Her book is called Talk Is Not Cheap, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, and how wonderful that you're talking about celebrations.
I was just talking about that. You know, I was saying that in the very beginning, Beverly, of that segment, that I was talking to some people, and I was talking about celebrating. You know, taking a moment to celebrate. And this one guy said, I don't think you should celebrate until you finish, you know, until you win the game. You should never. And I said, you know, when you know that you've won the game, when you die. I'm not going to wait till then to celebrate.
Well, you know, my company, TLC, in Chattanooga, we had a big celebration last winter. See, I'm calling it last winter because I'm an optimist and I'm counting on spring.
Right.
But what we did is we surveyed small business owners all across the country. We even had some from out of the country contribute, and we asked them what they were thankful for and tips. Here's the number one tip. 69% of the vote said show appreciation.
Right.
When business is down, you need to show appreciation. That would mean to your customers, to your employees,
yep,
to your vendors, but show appreciation. Number two.
No, I want the vendors to show me appreciation. I want that to come this way.
Well, everyone does. But you know what? If our vendors fail, then that's going to harm our business.
So that's true. That's true.
Street. It's a two-way street. Number two, 57% of the vote. I love this one. Listen more than you talk. Have you heard anybody that, you know, say that before?
I sure have.
Yeah.
I've heard you say it 1,000 times on the show.
Yeah.
And I've listened to it 1,000 times. I still don't always get that, though, for some reason. None of us. We all talk a little too much, don't we?
Especially when we're stressed and when business is a little down, when the recovery isn't recovering as quickly as we might
like
for it
to. I'm calling it the not-so-great recovery.
Not-so-great recovery. Okay. All right. Well, if we spend more time listening to what our customers' needs are rather than telling them what we can do for them, we might make more sales and establish more relationships. Number three, you were preaching this earlier. 54% of the vote said remain positive. Now, that's kind of hard to do some days when you look on your debit list and you go, oh my, you know.
Yeah.
But remaining positive, sometimes you just have to say, this is a great day.
Well, you know, Beverly, I was talking earlier, if you're the owner, you're the alpha dog.
That's right.
And your people reflect your attitude, your behavior, your demeanor, your the way you talk to people, if you smile, they smile. If you don't smile, they look to you for their sense of attitude about the company, about how the day's going.
That's absolutely right.
And they, I have told you before, probably, Beverly, when I was in the military, I could meet a private and tell what kind of a commander that person had. Just by the way the private behaved.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
very
folks,
good.
So folks, that's it. It ripples down. Go ahead, Bev.
Yes. So start every morning, folks. Start every morning and tell yourself four positive things. Four positive things. Even if one of them is, I get to go to bed in my own bed tonight. Okay, that's a positive thing.
Well, here's another one. How about I survived 2009?
Yes.
I told my audience before, there's no shame in surviving.
And I handle today.
Yeah.
All right. All right, number four, good common sense. 53% of votes said, do your best always. Do your best. Don't have to. You know, sometimes when we, I know some folks will cut prices, and so they think, well, I don't have to give them full service because they got such a discount because we needed the business. No. Okay? Give them full service. We got a large contract last fall. We were very grateful for. We have gone beyond that contract to make that customer really, really happy. And guess what? The HR manager up in New Jersey told me Tuesday they're giving me another plant.
Wow, congratulations.
And he mentioned all the other things we had done that were above and beyond the contract. So, so do your best always. Fifth place, 49%, keep communication open. What does that mean to you?
It means make sure people, especially your own people, your customers and your employees, know that they have access to you.
Yeah, yeah. Be accessible. And it goes right in.
And the open door policy is not doesn't mean literally the door is open. It means they can get to you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much easier today with electronics. I just got back from a two-week trip out of the country to Israel.
Yep.
And yet, you know, with my BlackBerry, I was able to stay in contact with customers,
right,
staff.
And you know, Beverly, that thing on keep being available for communication. Then we got to go back to that other thing about listening.
Yes.
When they communicate to you, you got to listen.
Right. Exactly.
One more. Got time for one more.
Number six, 44%. Be proactive. You were mentioning that you're the lead dog. It is up to you. If you're hungry, go get it.
Yeah. Well said. Hey, Beverly, I need your website.
TalkListen.com. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. It's great. Lots of research.
It's a good one. It is. It really is, folks. I get it myself. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today. Welcome back to the USA.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Hey, let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I promise. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.